Hi, this is Chris. Because of the mature themes explored in this episode, it might be a good idea to invite Mom or Dad to join you in today's adventure in Odyssey. Ready? Here we go.
Come in.
Oh, good. I was afraid you had fallen asleep already, Olivia.
No, just waiting for you to come in for prayer time.
Do we have some things to pray for?
Oh, yeah. Get comfortable, Mom. I got a list.
A good one.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, 12 requests.
Yep.
That's 11 more than Camilla had. She prayed for...
her soccer game?
Yes. I appreciate the effort you put into this, honey.
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess we'd better get to the list or we'll be up all night.
Great. I'll start.
Zoe, did you do your essay?
Yeah, I finished it last night.
Did you figure out what the dove represented?
I thought it was just a dove.
No, the dove had to be symbolic of something.
Well, why can't it just be a dove, Olivia?
Because doves are always symbolic of freedom or innocence or something. If they weren't, they'd just use another bird, like a pigeon.
Pigeons can't be innocent?
No.
Good morning, everyone. Take your seats.
Miss Adelaide?
Yes, Olivia?
I have some questions about the short story.
We'll review the story for a few minutes before the quiz. But before that, I've got some news. I know most of you were disappointed that our class wasn't able to raise the funds to go on the ski trip this year. And the deadline was yesterday. But our principal got a call late last night. An anonymous donor came through with the $1,500 needed. So what? It looks like we're all going to Snow Mountain.
Oh, wow! Yes, I can't believe it!
During the lunch period today, the principal will go over some of the details of the trip with us. But I know we're going to need at least 3 or 4 more chaperones. Mr. Norton, Miss Hayes, and I will be going. But please, talk to your parents and ask them if they would like to go as well. Congratulations, everyone. You're going skiing!
We're going skiing!
Woohoo!
Please don't bring that hat, Zoe.
Why?
It is so embarrassing. It looks like there's like a muskrat on top of your head.
Whoa, it's warm.
I bet.
Hi, Zoe. Hey, Olivia.
Hey, Jason. Hi. Are you filling in for your dad?
Yeah, I volunteered to take the counter for him for a couple of hours.
Uh-huh.
It gets kind of boring hanging around all day with things that are 150 years old, you know?
Yeah.
Antiques, that is. Not my dad.
We got that.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Mm-hmm.
So you two seem like you're in a good mood. School went well?
Well, we found out we're going on a ski trip.
Yeah, I heard. A few of your classmates were in here earlier. Do you both ski?
Well, not yet. I will next month.
Hey, who do you think that anonymous donation was from?
Maybe Diane Gilbert's parents?
Yeah, they definitely have the money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations, you guys. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Thanks. Ooh, is there any way to practice for skiing? I don't want to fall the whole time.
Well, we could watch some instructional videos.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on. You said your whole class was going, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Does that include Emily Jones?
Yeah, I saw her at lunch today. She's excited. Why?
Well, nothing. It's great. Really great.
How about this table, Jason?
Yeah, it's fine, Uncle Willie.
I've never been here. I hope the coffee's good. So, is this just a friendly get-together, or is there a reason you wanted to meet?
Well, do you remember a few weeks ago at the antique shop when you came in and you said you weren't sure why you were there?
Right. I thought I heard a message from God.
Exactly. You said you had a strong feeling.
Yes, almost an audible voice. I thought I actually heard the voice
Wilson?
Say... Did you hear that?
Yeah, your coffee's ready.
Oh, right. Of course.
Jason.
And look at that. Mine's ready, too.
Anyway, it was just the one phrase. One of three will fall.
Right. But was there anything else?
No. Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy your coffee.
Thanks.
So have you heard anything since?
No, nothing.
But you said at the time that the three could be Emily, Zoe, and Olivia.
Yes, but I'm not positive. It was a strong feeling. Why? Did something happen with any of them?
Well, Zoe and Olivia came into Wits End yesterday. Hmm. They mentioned that they're going on a ski trip, both of them, and Emily, too. And they said they're rookie skiers.
So they could easily fall.
Yes.
Oh. Hmm.
What are you doing?
Calling the middle school.
Why?
I'm volunteering to chaperone that trip.
Before we go up?
No, I say we head over to the lift now.
I don't know, Olivia. Are you sure we're ready?
Oh, come on. The bunny slope is getting boring, Zoe. We've done it three times. I want to do a more challenging run, you know?
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Hang on a second. My boots are really tight.
Oh.
I need to loosen them.
Okay.
Hey, girls. Are you having fun?
Oh, we're doing
yeah.
Great, Pastor Knox.
Are you done skiing for the day?
Oh, no. We are just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're getting the hang of it, though.
I'd say so. Yeah, we're going to try the green slope.
Yeah.
The green. Are you ready for that?
Well, it's the easiest run out here besides the bunny slope, and we've done that.
Oh, and I love bunnies and all, but we're looking for more of a challenge.
Oh, you really shouldn't be looking for challenges at your age. I mean, challenges are, you should really be looking for hot chocolate. Yes. Look at that delicious hot chocolate over there. You know, in 16th century Spain, they treated liver disease with hot chocolate.
You think I have liver disease?
No. I hope not.
Is swelling feet a symptom of liver disease? Is that why my boots are too tight?
No, you probably don't have liver disease.
So I guess we don't need the hot chocolate.
Actually, there are loads of benefits for drinking hot chocolate. The wonderful taste, the warmth it brings to your body, and it's nutritious. Lots of fiber and iron.
Great. Maybe we'll have some after we try the green slope.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
More than I'm making right now. Just be really careful, girls.
We will.
Good. And have you seen Emily?
Yeah, she's with some friends.
Did you happen to see which slope she was going down?
She's been skiing before, so she started out on Delirium Dive.
Oh, it's
Delirium
right.
Delirium Dive? Isn't that a black diamond?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
As in the most dangerous one?
Well, are you okay, Pastor Knox?
I'm fine. I was just thinking I need to check on Emily's liver. I mean, the hot chocolate's right there. It just makes sense.
Ow!
Oh, I'm sorry, Zoe. You want me to go slower?
Mm-hmm, just a little.
Okay, sorry. Hey, there's a seat right there.
Oh, it hurts.
Okay, just a few more steps.
Can you help me lift up my knee?
Yeah, here.
Zoe, what's going on? What happened?
I landed awkwardly.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I twisted my knee.
You twisted your... So you fell?
Yes.
You fell, but you're okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I worried for nothing.
I'll get an ice pack from the medical hut.
Okay.
Good idea.
Is there anything else you need, Zoe?
No, thank you.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Thanks.
Looks like you're done skiing for the day.
I guess.
What about Olivia?
I don't know. She might not want to go down by herself.
Sure. And you think...
What?
Uh-oh.
What?
Outside, the ski patrol's headed down the mountain.
Wow, that's like 5 snowmobiles.
Something serious must have happened.
Someone must have had a bad accident.
Where's Emily? What's happening? Does anyone know what's going on? Ms. Adelaide. Ms. Adelaide!
Pastor Knox.
What happened, Rhonda? Are you okay?
There was an accident. An awful one.
Who?
Our science teacher, Mr. Norton.
What happened?
He ran into a tree. It was bad. He wasn't breathing.
Did the ski patrol revive him?
They tried, but no. He died. Charles Norton was more than a co-worker. He was my friend. And an inspiration to me as a teacher. He knew how to reach children. He was a master. The kids need him. I need him. And I don't understand why he's not here anymore. It makes no sense. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Pastor Knox. I know I shouldn't end on such a hopeless note, but I don't know what else there is.
Thank you, Rhonda. There are many things that don't make sense today. It's tough to put any kind of positive spin on the tragic end to the life of someone who was obviously a good man, a good father, a devout Christian, and a good teacher. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts." We can be frustrated by that verse, or we can be comforted by it. To know that while we can't understand it in our limited minds, we must have faith and trust that God understands and helps carry our sorrow, knowing there will be a joyful reunion awaiting us one glorious day in heaven.
Are you okay, honey?
Not really, Mom.
You look tired.
I didn't sleep last night. I was just too upset.
Were you really that close with Mr. Norton?
No, I mean, well, I liked him, but...
You feel bad.
I didn't know he had little kids.
I was watching the little one over there. I don't think he understands what's going on.
I'm gonna go talk to him.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
My name's Olivia. What's yours?
Trevor.
Hi, Trevor. I just wanted to tell you how much I liked your dad. I had him for science last year, and I don't normally like science very much, but, he made it fun, and I remember he gave me an A- on a project, even though I couldn't, get my papier-mâché volcano to erupt. I should have told him how much I liked him.
Oh, you can tell him.
What?
He's right over there. I'll wake him up for you.
No. Thanks, Trevor. You don't have to do that. I should go. Okay, bye. Miss Adelaide?
Hello, Olivia. Come in.
Thanks.
You're about to miss your bus home, though.
Oh, it's okay. My dad is picking me up. I told him I wanted to talk to you.
About what?
Well, how sorry I am about what happened with Mr. Norton. He was such a nice man and a really good teacher.
Right about now, he'd be poking his head in the door and offering me a peppermint candy.
Yeah, he always had those.
I could never resist them.
How are you doing?
It's a challenge, but these things take time.
Miss Adelaide, no offense, but how are you really doing?
I'm tired. And angry.
I keep asking why.
You should stop. It's not going to help. Assigning meaning will only hurt.
You said that at the funeral. You don't believe in God, do you?
I'm not supposed to discuss such things with my students. It's a public school, Olivia.
I'd really like to know.
No, I don't believe in God.
May I ask why?
Questions about God are for your parents or your pastor.
I know, and I will ask them. But I already know how they feel about God. I'd like to know how you feel about, well, not God. I just would like to hear your perspective.
Celia Norton just found out 3 weeks ago she's pregnant with twins. Someday, she's going to have to sit those kids down and tell them that their dad was killed by a tree. I sleep better at night knowing things don't have to make sense. They just are.
I think Mr. Norton might disagree. I mean, he was a Christian and a scientist, and he always wanted us to keep studying to make sense of things.
Olivia,
Please...
I don't feel comfortable talking to you about this without your parents present.
Okay, but I'd really like to hear other thoughts, too.
I'll tell you what. In class for the next few weeks, we're going to be studying philosophers. If you want to get a jump start, you could start researching people for a paper that's due in 6 weeks. You might find some answers to the questions you're wrestling with by studying one of the philosophers who talks about these issues.
You mean atheists?
Perhaps. But I would strongly urge you to discuss the choice with your parents. These philosophers may make you question things you've never questioned before. And you might not be prepared for that.
Goodbye, Miss Adelaide.
Have a good night, Olivia.
Oh, Olivia, wait up.
Hey, Zoe. Why are you still here? The bus has left.
I was working on an article for the paper about Mr. Norton.
Oh. How's your knee?
Better. Why are you here?
I was talking with Miss Adelaide.
Oh. Do you need a ride home?
No, I texted my dad to pick me up. I just wanted to stop in one more place.
Where?
Here.
Mr. Norton's room?
Wow. Doesn't look like they've taken any of his stuff down.
That's his handwriting still on the whiteboard.
Somebody put a sticky note. Do not erase.
Oh, do you remember doing experiments with these super magnets?
Oh, sorry. I can't get near them. Remember? They hurt the fillings in my teeth.
What about that time he took us outside and dropped a watermelon and a baseball from the roof to teach us the laws of gravity?
Yeah, I remember a lot from that class. He actually helped me like science.
Me too.
Zoe, how would you feel if somebody told you that gravity doesn't exist?
I'd tell them they're crazy.
Yeah, but what if you started looking at it more closely? And you suddenly began to question everything you thought you believed about gravity.
That's nuts. I'd never do that.
Huh. Yeah. I didn't think I ever would either.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I just got a text from my dad. He's here.
Wait, what did you mean?
See you tomorrow. Okay. Leonid Stepanov, well-known philosopher and free thinker. Come in.
Are you ready for prayer time, Olivia?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Well, do you think we could skip it tonight?
Come and sit with me. You're having a hard time with what happened to your teacher.
Yeah.
Are you mad at God?
Maybe a little. Is that bad?
Mad is okay, as long as it's not disrespectful.
It isn't.
God understands our emotions. He gave them to us. Sometimes they even provide him the opportunity to prove himself. Do you have any questions I can try to answer?
I'm just kind of working through them myself.
As long as you know you're not alone.
I know.
We don't have to pray tonight if you don't want to.
Okay.
But if you don't mind, I'm going to pray for you. Is that okay?
Sure.
And when you're ready to pray again, you'll let me know?
Yep.
All right. Good night, honey.
Good night, Mom.
Maybe God was talking about Mr. Norton being the one that falls.
But then who are the other two? The phrase was one of three will fall.
Oh, you said Zoe fell.
She just hurt her knee a little bit. The message I got was more urgent. There was more at stake.
Maybe we're getting too hung up on the word fall. Maybe it doesn't mean one of them is going to fall down a mountain.
Yes, I thought of that.
I mean, falling could mean a lot of things. Somebody falls from grace or falls from favor.
Or falls out of faith.
Huh. But all three of those girls are strong in their faith.
I know, but we're foolish if we start thinking that there are people Satan can't deceive. We should keep our eyes open.
Yes.
And pray. We need to pray.
When life takes a tragic turn, it's natural to ask questions. Why did this happen? Or where was God when it happened? Knowing where to turn for answers is really important. And while the Bible may not satisfy every question in your mind, it can offer comfort by reminding us who God is, especially when our pain makes it harder to see Him. 1 Corinthians 13:12 says that, "In this life, all we can see is a dim reflection. But someday, God will make all things clear for us." That's encouraging, isn't it? But in the meantime, we do have an enemy that's eager to drive a wedge between us and God. Satan wants to separate us from God at those very moments when we need Him most. That's why it's important to keep our eyes fixed on our amazing God, the one who keeps the planets from bumping into each other, who designed the pattern on a butterfly's wings, who made us in His image and sent His only Son to die for our sins. I'm so glad Olivia has people praying for her, and I look forward to hearing what happens next in her journey of faith. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Higher Than Our Ways was written and directed by Marshall Younger, with sound design by Nathan Jones, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Townsend Coleman, Gregory Jabara, Natalie Lander, Barbara Niles, Kelly Stables, and Amanda Troop. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.